This is Sports Daily on KFH.
All right, we're back here on Sports Daily. Shane Dennis, Bruce Hurdle, and Kansas City and New England getting set to kick off the NFL season tomorrow night, Thursday Night Football, Chiefs and Patriots. And I'm going to bring in now from New England, Christopher Price. He's at the Boston Sports Journal, author of a Patriots book. He's been a longtime follower and beat reporter for the New England Patriots. Welcome into the show, Chris. How are you?
Not bad. How are you guys doing this morning?
We're doing okay. My first question to you would be, if Kansas City, and they're going to be an underdog, it's part of our Twitter question too, if Kansas City is to beat New England in the state that they're in right now, is this the best time to get them with Tom Brady with these new toys and departures and arrivals, or some other time? Because this is an awful big stage and the entire NFL will be watching.
No, this is the best time to get him. I think that you bring up a good point when you talk about Brady and getting used to his new guys, whether it's Dorsett or Cooks or Burkett or whoever it might be. And then the other thing to remember is, and this is really true across the league, but it's even, I think, more so the case for the Patriots, at least in my experience, they take about a month before, you know, they figure out really who they are. And again, I think it's true across the league to some extent because of the new CBA and the limits on practices and tackling and padded practices and all that. But New England really uses the first month of that season to kind of, you know, try and strike a balance, both offensively and defensively. We've seen that with this team the last few years. Hey, you guys in Kansas City remember the 2014 season when, you know, when New England went in there and they got dumped on their backside by a pretty good Chiefs team. That was all part of the learning process for New England that usually takes place over the first month or so. So, yeah, I think that if the Chiefs have to get the Patriots at some point on the schedule, it's always better to do it sooner rather than later before the Patriots eventually find their groove and, you know, get to ultimately, you know, more often than not, get to where they want to be.
Christopher, talk a little bit about Bill Belichick and the consistency that he brings to the table. The Patriots operate famously with the Patriots way, but they operate differently than any other NFL franchise in that they're more than willing to part ways with players that are perceived to be key pieces to their puzzle if they don't fit, at least according to Bill Belichick, the way that they should at any given time during the season. We've seen numerous examples of it over the years. And the simple answer is that he's had Tom Brady. But beyond that, what is it that Belichick brings to the table that makes him such a formidable coach each and every year? This is the same guy that was in Cleveland where, you know, it wasn't working out the same way. What is the dynamic that has allowed him to grow and evolve into a guy that's really kind of, every year is going to win. Every year is going to be in the mix. Every year is going to have to be accounted for.
Well, I think you hit on a couple of good points. Obviously, first, it starts with the quarterback. And in a quarterback-driven league, when you have a quarterback and a coach on the same page for such an extended period of time, it automatically gives you an advantage on most of the rest of the other teams that are out there. I think there's also a real sense of consistency and continuity, as you kind of touched on there, because they've had a lot of, you know, the same coordinators in place now for an extended period of time. Patricia's been here for a while. Josh McDaniels has been here for a while. They've been running relatively, it's not exactly, but relatively close to the same system for a long time, again, with the same quarterback in place and a lot of the same types of players. And the other thing, too, is Belichick does a better job, in my experience, of finding guys than anyone else across the league, finding guys who fit his system consistently. He can identify a guy who might be, you know, and the best example too, when you guys, you know, had Vrabel in Kansas City for a while, the great story are guys like Vrabel who are washed out in other systems, who are, you know, close to retiring, saying, you know, just forget it, I'm going to hang them up. But they come to New England and they find new life for whatever reason. Belichick knows how to use them and is able to identify guys like that in his system. Guys like Rob Ninkovich, for example, a guy like Dion Lewis. You know, it's not really the elite guys. It's not so much the Bradys and the Gronkowskis and the Dante Hightowers. Those guys really, in my mind, would have success wherever they landed. I think when you talk about Belichick and what separates him from the rest of the field, really, in a lot of cases, is his ability to find those middle of the roster guys or those forgotten guys who might be passed over by other teams, bring them to New England, plug them in, you know, do everything you can to maximize their strengths and minimize their weaknesses, and then you have them work in complementary roles to the big-time players.
You obviously have the, if you're a player with the Patriots, the thing hanging over your head that, yeah, Bill Belichick will cut the cord at any particular time if he thinks it fits the system or will help the Patriots. But with that big of turnover from a couple of years to the next, Chris, who's the alpha dog in that locker room? Is it Tom Brady? I mean, who keeps those guys in check?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. It kind of evolves over, in Mike, I've covered the team since 2001, and it's evolved since then. Obviously, Brady is the guy who everyone takes their cue from, and he is, as you put it, he's the alpha dog. But he really, in my experience, is almost kind of like a CEO, kind of a guy who's a little bit removed from the day-to-day. The guys who really make that locker room go, the guys who are the real leaders, are the Kevin Faulk types when he was here, Vince Wilfork, Devin McCourty, who's here now, Rob Ninkovich. Guys like that are the true leaders. And inevitably, three, four, five of them kind of step to the core, you know, step to the fore over the course of, you know, their career in New England. They're not really, you know, I wouldn't necessarily classify them again as stars, but those are guys who garner the respect of everyone across the locker room. And those are the guys who are the real true leaders. Again, that's not to dismiss Brady and his leadership qualities, but when you have guys like on this team, for example, Devin McCourty, Matthew Slater, the Pro Bowl special teamer, you know, Deion Lewis is another good example. You know, these are guys who have been in the system for an extended period of time and who, again, have earned the respect of people across the locker room. And so, again, Brady is kind of his own animal in a lot of ways, and he does prove to be a leader. He is a leader, but a lot of that leadership comes from various parts of that locker room.
They're such a prohibitive favorite going into this season. For a lot of teams, you would say that could be extra weight of expectations, some form of distraction. But for the Patriots, it just seems a natural matter of course. They wear it comfortably. They almost seem to kind of welcome those kinds of expectations.
They really do. I think that it's part of just life in New England, where you start to think they're going to play games into January. It's kind of part of the way they do things around here. And so there is that level of expectation. The other thing that I've noticed now, it really kind of dawned on me last year, is that when you talk about expectation, they've created a culture here in New England that I think it's comparable to, you know, like the Cowboys or the Steelers or what we used to see with the University of Miami. There is a level of expectation, not just from the national media, not just from the local media, but from former players, that when you put that Patriots uniform on, they are going to hold you to a very high standard. You know, you're going to have to do things the right way. And because a lot of them are in the, you know, the local media and the national media now, if you do not do things the right way, you will hear about it from them. You know, whether it's Willie McGinnis or Heath Evans, you know, nationally or, you know, locally, there's a handful of guys, including Ty Law, Troy Brown, Matt Chatham. Those guys have done, you know, lots of local media work. It's interesting to see them on the sidelines, the way they create that level of expectation, the way they feed into it. Because, you know, woe to you if you do not carry the mantle of doing things, as they say around here, the Patriot way. You will hear about it from not only the fans and the media, but from former players as well.
Talking to Christopher Price. He is a writer for the Boston Sports Journal. You can find his work at bostonsportsjournal.com, covering the Patriots. The Patriots, obviously, a lightning rod in the NFL. And even further than that, the Chiefs have had some epic battles with them over the years, including that Monday night game in which they made Tom Brady look pretty ordinary. And we're fortunate to have Christopher on the show and here on KFH multiple times over the last couple of years. In kind of putting to bed something that was a little under the radar, I suppose, if that's possible to have a story with the Patriots be under the radar, finally, there were no signs that Brady had a concussion last year, correct?
Yeah. That statement was issued by a joint statement, I believe. The NFL and the NFLPA came out and made that statement today, that there was no sign that Brady had a concussion. And they also, the other thing that I think bears mentioning within the context of this conversation, they said that the Patriots followed the concussion protocol to the letter. And I think that's worth mentioning here as well.
How long does the guy go, Christopher? I mean, realistically, I know what he has said, but if you're around him and you're watching his reps, how much gas does this guy have left in the tank?
I think you can go another 2, maybe 3 years with him. I honestly do. That is to say, as long as they continue to invest in the guys around him, as long as you continue to, you know, keep Gronkowski healthy and, you know, keep Edelman healthy and, you know, continue to bring in these offensive difference makers that they've had over the years, and as long as they continue to invest in the offensive line and, you know, the ability, obviously, to keep him upright and to keep him healthy. I think that, you know, that, look, he's never been the most athletically gifted guy in the world. You know, all you need to do is go back and look at the combine video of him from 2000 when, you know, he was timed with a sundial, quite frankly. But when you do see the decision making and you see his ability to, he's a little bit like Larry Bird. We make the analogy around here. He's a little bit like Larry Bird in that he can see, you know, 2 and 3 steps ahead of everybody else. And I think that ability to see the field, that ability to read the field, that ability to understand defenses in a way that a lot of other quarterbacks just don't, you know, can't comprehend, I think that's what's been able to keep him at a very high level. The other thing, too, and, you know, we've all talked about this, the nutrition, the diet, the way he goes about his business, the exercise, you know, the almost freaky sense of, you know, the avocado ice cream, and the, you know, and he believes in it, and he believes that it can allows him to continue to play, and I think that all feeds into it as well.
Well, the Chiefs and Patriots kick it off tomorrow night. You can hear that on our sister station here in Wichita, KNSS 1330 and 98.7. Christopher Price, you can follow his work on Twitter at CPriceNFL, BostonSportsJournal.com, where you can follow him and his articles. Christopher, great to catch up with you. Great information. Really appreciate the time.
I appreciate it myself. And take care, and we'll talk again soon.
All right, there goes Christopher
Price.
Thanks,
Christopher. Much